Alrighty, well, we've got some guests on the line here at Energy 103. It's Jonathan Gorst and Chris Meyer. They are from something called the Veterans Repertory Theater. It's a pretty exciting thing that they've got going on, and I'm curious about what it is. I see and I hear some stuff. You know, there's been some talk about a theater opening up in Beacon, maybe, and it turns out that it's going to be the Vet Rep Theater, so we've got them on the line to tell us more. How you doing, guys?
Hi, Rose. Great to be with you.
Yeah, you too. So, you know, this is, you know, you drive around, you see the little signs here and there, things popping up, some word on the street about, you know, a new theater and stuff. And it turns out you guys have been doing this now for, it's been a couple of years, right? You started maybe in 2021, am I right?
Yeah, 2021. It still feels like we've been around for about 10 minutes. But
yeah, it's true.
But it has been a very quick flash to bang. We've grown very quickly in a very short space. And as you said, now launching in October with a 12,000 square foot main stage on Main Street in Beacon.
That's really exciting. So it's let's give us a little history about the fact that it's like a veterans repertory theater. What does that mean exactly? It's is it all vets that are in the productions? You know, how does that work?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's I hate to do this. It's like we have to clear up misconceptions, which are totally understandable when you name something Veterans Repertory Theater. I'm a veteran. Everybody that's hired to work as staff at the theater is a veteran or an immediate family member.
Nice.
And then all of our creators are veterans. So that means our artists, our writers, everybody that's doing something creative. Now, the interpreters, like the actors, the directors, aren't necessarily. Our very first full-length play that we got off the ground, starred Edie Falco, was directed by Bob Balaban. So our criteria is to attract world-class talent to work authored and created by veterans. So I say that to say that we are not a therapeutic organization. We are not some people that do art therapy, which is great. That's just not what we do. We look for world-class projects that we can champion that are created by veterans, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so basically the veterans are the writers. Correct?
Exactly. The writers, and when we do devised theater pieces, which we do, multimedia pieces, where we have live painting, music, then all the creative elements will be veterans or immediate family members.
That's amazing. What did Edie Falco star in? When was that? I missed that.
Yeah, it was a workshop of our first full-length play that we did as a co-production of Penguin Rep last year. We did it for four nights, obviously with Edie attached to it. It sold out in, you know, 5 minutes.
Right.
And, and we had new pages every single night. And then she stayed with the project all the way through the actor strike until the end of October, when she was in contract with three different shows. And obviously we couldn't hold on to her. But the play will be coming back. We're in the middle of recasting, and people probably in Beacon, hopefully, we'll be seeing it first and soon. So that's kind of the timeline for that. But I'll tell you just one little tidbit. The best compliment we've gotten as a theater was from her. Because at the end of those workshops, I, you know, obviously thanked her and said, hey, listen, you really put us on the map. I really appreciate it. And she just gave me a typical Edie Falco stare and said, I don't do charity. And I was like, that's exactly what I'm looking for. You did this because you thought the project was just awesome. And that meant the world to me.
Sure. And look, you know, new theater, we, you know, who doesn't love that? I you know, it's so important. So currently you're doing staged readings in Cornwall, correct?
Yes. And when we say staged, we mean very staged. It's ludicrous, Rose. This makes no sense. It's the dumbest idea in American theater, which is probably why we love it. We have people entering through windows. We have people getting dragged across the floor. It is highly staged. And it's very intimate, fun, absurdist chaos. Most of the stuff we do is comedy, and it's just been a great time. We've been sold out for now 2.5 years working out of that space.
So, and where is it?
It's in Cornwall. It's right on Quaker Avenue, which leads into Main Street in Cornwall.
Right.
And it's a very small rental space that was just supposed to be our office space. We just rented too much. And we were like, all right, let's throw up a 3.5-inch stage, sardine 16 seats into the room, and see if people want to come see live theater here. And we wanted to do that before we built out a big physical structure. And now that was our proof of concept, and it looks like it's gone along pretty well.
Yeah, so tell us about the new structure coming in October in Beacon.
Well, I should throw it to Jonathan because I don't want to hog up all the time. And this was a lot of this was his vision and brainchild.
Well, thank you, Chris. It was a wonderful opportunity that came to us to come into the building at the big bank there on the west side of Beacon near Bank Square Coffee. It was originally the Mechanics Bank in 1929. It operated as a bank until 1960 and then was the Star of Bethlehem Baptist Church until 2021, I believe. And it has been an iconic building in Beacon and someplace that many people have not been inside. But the first thing that you'll recognize when you come in is that we have a 53-foot open ceiling on 6,000 square feet of open space. And it's to say that it's grand is really an understatement. The original vault sits at the opposite end of the place. We're going to keep that vault. We're going to make it into our theater bar, and it's even going to have a few wonderful features, such as a secret door for our VIPs to enter our main lounge in the back of the place. We're going to have a theater on a three-quarter thrust in the round to begin with, all on the floor, doing it in the style of the great old amphitheaters, and have all modern facilities put in. We're right now in the middle of our construction project and working very hard to get the theater tip-top shape. But it's one of those buildings that you want to do something great with, and I think the purpose and everything that's behind Veterans Repertory Theater is something that is going to bring a whole new level to Beacon and to the entertainment scene there.
That is extremely exciting. We really need this. There's nothing like it around here, you know?
Truly, yeah.
And I think there's a big thing also is just live entertainment. Okay. You know, after coming out of COVID, we all want that connection. And we want connection with people that we're going to laugh with and have these intimate and hilarious experiences together in a shared space. And I think this is it's a great opportunity, something really awesome for the Hudson Valley and certainly starting in Beacon.
So that's going to be the fall, you think, right? That you'll be opening hopefully
October.
In October?
We're aiming for an October launch. Yep, that's right.
Great.
But we will have shows going on every single Saturday night in Cornwall from April to December.
So what's going on now?
As we've done for the past couple of years. So people have plenty of opportunities to come out and see what all the buzz is about and then see the big launch in October.
What do you have going on right now in Cornwall?
So we just this past week wrapped a reading of Noel Coward's Private Lives, and this week we kick off a very funny play called Gnit by Will Eno, which is kind of a spoof of Henrik Ibsen's Peer Gynt for theater nerds out there who might care. But even if you don't care about being a theater nerd, it's a really funny, whimsical, smart aleck piece that's just hilarious, and we have a phenomenal cast. Everybody we cast is a professional actor. Most of them come from the city, it's a union house. So the quality is really, really high and you're getting to see them in an intimate space. And the purpose of these readings is to incubate these shows so that we can do them in rep ultimately in Beacon. So we'll have a full length veteran offered play one night in Beacon and the next night it'll be the same cast in an established play. And we do that then for the entirety of the run. So we try out both veteran-authored and established plays here in Cornwall, incubate them, and then get them ready for the main stage in Beacon.
Wow. Will you be doing musicals also or just straight plays?
Well, you know, Jonathan has 25 years of Broadway and touring experience as a musical director. So if he gets his hands on firearms and puts them to my head, we will probably be doing musicals in the dangerously near future. Musicals are a huge lift, but it is a lift that I can see us doing. We have a couple of projects that we're thinking about converting into musicals that might make sense. So I'm not putting it on the front burner, but it is entirely possible that's in our future.
That's awesome. So if people want tickets to the current situation in Cornwall, they're every Saturday night, did you say?
Every Saturday night, we have shows in Cornwall, and that'll continue even when we're in Beacon. But then, obviously, when we're in Beacon, we'll probably have something like a Thursday to Sunday schedule. And by all means, people can go to vetrep.org, V-E-T-R-E-P.org, vetrep.org, and they can get tickets there. They can subscribe to our mailing list, which also doubles as a literary blog, and they can see everything we have going on, our social, all the rest of it.
All right. Well, that sounds wonderful, and we'll you'll keep us posted as things move on and move forward into October. We'll have you back to talk about it when the new space opens up, and have a wonderful summer season. And everybody, make sure you check it out. Again, it's vetrep.org. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.